All set. Okay, we will now convene the September 9, 2014 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings to order. At the outset, I've reviewed and approved the minutes of August 12, 2014 meeting and now executed those minutes. Do we have any announcements before we proceed with this morning's agenda?
I don't believe so, Mr. Incalda.
No, sir.
All right, will all those representatives who will be testifying for the City of Daytona Beach this morning please step forward and be sworn?
Solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, proceeding directly to our first case, 812 Berkshire Road, Petra North Incorporated.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Could you please state your name and be sworn?
It's Bassam Al-Khatib.
Raise your right hand, please, sir. You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. If I'm reading everything correctly, there was an order imposing a fine and lien in the amount of $50 per day on April 4, 2014. Compliance on May 13. The lien amount comes to $2,050. With cost and interest, the amount of the lien, as I understand it, is $2,093.74. This all emanated from a notice of violation, including outside storage, accessory structures, and a litany of other things to have been resolved. All right. So this is your opportunity to ask me why I should consider reducing, if not waiving, that lien. And how do you wish to proceed?
Well, I'd be happy to start with saying that the staff has requested that I offer a settlement of 50% of the lien, $1,046. And we believe that's a reasonable reduction in this lien.
All right, the city is proposing to resolve this matter by settling it for the sum of $1,046. Is it Mr. Al-Khatib?
Yes, Al-Khatib, with a B.
Okay, and Mr. Al-Khatib, what say you to that?
Well, Your Honor, first, the damages happened to the property I own. It was deliberately done by a person I really cared for. And it was done deliberately and called the city and did all the damages. Now, from that point until it was compliance, never was my intention to have that property not fixed. I just went through a lot of financial difficulties in 2013, 2012, 2013, and thank God this thing's getting better now. I'm self-employed. I have responsible for 7 people and own my home, and I went through a lot of hardship and financially. Now, from the day we actually paid the money for the lady who lived there just to evacuate, because when they received the letter, I wanted first thing to get the people out of the house from the danger, because it was dangerous for them to stay there. I had to actually pay her money to come out of my property. After that, the property was sealed, no problem whatsoever. Took me some time to fix. Some of it is, it's not lack of me. No, I wanted to fix my property because that's an income for me. But I could not do it. Financially, I could not do it. When I have the time to do it, I guess if you have experience dealing with contractors, and I picked one or two, and just they want to do the job, they come and they give you, and they just, okay, next week, and they hook you up, and that's leave. I changed from one to one to get the property is done. But I want to emphasize one more thing. It was never my intention to leave my property the way it was then. It's fixed, and I'm very thankful that it is fixed, and I obtained all the licenses required. And I went through the second inspection with the city rental property. That's different than this board. We passed. They saw it, and they were impressed. And I said, it's my property, it's my income, so I have to do that. I feel unjust to get, for that amount to be fine. Yes, I was in compliance. It's not my intention to stay that way, like I mentioned. But I could not do it, Your Honor. It's just very simple. I don't want to start giving a million excuses. No, I just could not do it. And I ask you just to waive the amount, sir. That would have been very big help for a man who lives in this town for so long, paying my taxes and everything, and maintain my presidency and everything.
You weren't going to give me a lot more excuses.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'll just...
All right. Talk to me about this property. What effort did Mr. Al-Khatib make to come into compliance, and what sort of obstacles did he run into along the way that may have interfered his ability to do so?
Well, I'll start by saying, Mr. McKelcher, that he was first noticed on August 21st, 2013. You can see that the property didn't come into compliance till May 2014, 9 months from original notification.
Okay, he indicated he had a tenant in there that he had to remove. Was that the case?
I'll need to turn to the inspector to just so you can have a little bit more from the dialogue. Yes, I do understand there was a tenant in the property.
Yes, sir, there was a tenant that needed to be removed. However, after the tenant was removed, the property still sat.
Do we have any ideas when the tenant was removed?
No, I do not.
All right. I mean, I'm just trying to get some context here. I want to know how much time we gave him to comply that he was precluded from doing anything due to a tenant. When did you get rid of your tenant?
Honestly, I don't remember when, but she stayed maybe a month or 2 months after.
After what?
After this one came in, yes. Yes, go ahead, sorry.
So she was gone September or October of last year?
I would say so, yes, sir.
Okay. And you still couldn't bring it into compliance by April?
Yes, sir, I could not.
Okay. Anything else? What does the property look like now?
It's currently in compliance, and I believe it's occupied now.
Okay. Would you like to see some pictures?
Does it look nice? Is it pretty? Is it an asset to this community? Does it look as though Mr. Al-Khatib went above and beyond the call of duty because he took such pride in this property that maybe it took him more time because he wanted the finished product to look so good? I'm going to start replacing you guys with these books up here.
Would you like to see some pictures?
He did repair all the violations. He did correct all the violations.
Come on, you can say it.
It blends into the neighborhood.
Huh?
It blends well with the neighborhood. It blends well with the neighborhood. It doesn't look bad. I'm not saying it's a palace, but it's livable.
You got a picture of your house, Mr. Alcott?
Yes, sir, I do.
Show it to me. I'm going to start doing this on the road.
You can just explain by the panel to see.
So how do you have the pictures?
I was very proud of it.
In the back. Let's pause it right now.
That was one of the things really good.
All right. Appreciate the effort. Notwithstanding, you were late, so I will reduce the fine to the sum of $250. And you can pay that within 30 days. If you don't pay within 30 days, it reverts to the $2,093 now.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'll be fine.
Very good. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. And I will get some paper from Ms. Hampton. Should I stay or leave?
If you're planning on paying it today, you can stay for a few minutes. I'll print you an invoice. You can pay it downstairs.
Yeah, I'm not prepared for it today. I'll take it with me. Yes, thanks.
Good luck to you.
Thanks, sir.
Photo Group, Inc. Anyone here for the respondent? Yes, sir, if you would please state your name and be sworn.
My name is Robert Keene. I work for Charles Wayne Properties, and I represent the Proto Group.
Swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I thought this thing was knocked down. Why are we here?
They're not quite done.
To finalize the permit, it expired yesterday. They need to get the demo. We had to get it extend another 30 days to get a resod and get a construction fence put up.
How long is that going to take?
We're sodding by Thursday. The fence should go up on Friday, possibly Monday, and then they're going to do a final, what they call a hydro seed, and it should be done by the end of next week.
So by October 8th, you ought to be done?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to amend our current order of non-compliance to allow the respondent until October 8th, 2014 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Case number 2 is in compliance. Case number 3, Jonathan Rothstein and Mason Avenue Pawn. Anyone here for the respondent?
I've been advised by the inspector that the property is now in compliance.
Case number 4, Community Dynamics Incorporated. Anyone here for the respondent? If not, what say the city?
Mr. Kelger, this property remains in non-compliance. Respondent did do some windows. You may recall this was respondent that said he had all these windows and he was concerned that if he replaced them, they'd be broken again and wanted to board it up. He did do some. He hasn't completed it. I guess I need to look to the I'm not sure why he's not here, so I'll look to the inspector. I'll ask if Mr. Lopez can come and address you.
Morning, Mr. Valcoja.
Good morning.
Eddie Lopez, Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Inspector. The property is a vacant commercial property. Property owner has repaired some of the windows, but they have been damaged again. There's three windows that the two of them are boarded up, and the one that's on the second floor is still broken, hasn't been repaired as yet. I thought the property owner would be here. Maybe he needed more time to fix that window, but the windows are still not secured. Not repaired, and the property is not secured.
Okay. Did I understand you to say you replaced some windows that
yes.
were already broken?
Yes. Some of the windows were replaced. Just the windows that were replaced have been broken again. So the bottom windows repaired. They're fine. The windows towards
the... Does this guy want to board them all up when he was here last?
Yeah, that's correct. He was
Did
saying.
Did we tell him he couldn't do that?
That's correct.
So he's replacing the windows, and they're not making it to the next meeting.
That appears to be the circumstance.
Okay, and I'm supposed to fine him?
Well, that's all we have, Mr. Vicalta.
Why were we not allowed? I mean, I'm not looking forward to seeing boarded up windows. You know, understand that, but at the same time. Why are we not allowing him to just board up the windows if the property's vacant?
It's boarded windows, I believe, is International Property Maintenance Code violation. It's just a violation of codes.
Okay, so are we going to assign more police out there to make sure his new windows don't get broken anymore?
Mr. Vicalja, I think you kind of really made the point when you said, you know, you really don't want to see boarded windows. We're just not really in a position where we can select which ones can be boarded and which ones can't. By code, they can't have boarded windows will not be the remedy. I mean, quite honestly, if he boarded them and got fined and he came to you and you dealt with it a certain way after the fact, that's, you know, fully within your authority. But the staff has nothing we can do except ask for you to find him if he's not able to maintain the windows appropriately.
Wow, how absolutely useless of me. So what am I going to do, fine him $1 a day?
We're asking for $100. But I don't know. That was before I heard the whole explanation.
Yeah, we can dispense with that anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So that was before I heard
these facts and circumstances.
I understand. It was before I heard the whole explanation. So I'll look to the inspector, and we can discuss that with the supervisor.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just have to take it in baby steps. I'm going to amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent another 30 days to come into compliance by October 8, 2014. Or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter.
You may recall as well, and I appreciate that, Mr. Vicalja. I just wanted to just kind of remind you that I did make a suggestion that that the respondent get with staff, and maybe they would have some suggestions for alternatives. Staff mentioned to me one of the alternatives is plexiglass, which would be acceptable and approved. as a remedy that may get them at least past the issue of repeated broken windows.
Very good. Case number 5, Paul B. Porter. Anyone here for the respondent? What say the city?
Mr. Vigelji, this property is in non-compliance. There's no action that's been taken by the landlord. The property was, there was an eviction. However, the landlord took no further action after the eviction. And so the staff is asking for a fine of $100 per day to a maximum of $15,000.
Okay. And can someone tell me, did Mr. Porter put any effort into this once his tenant was removed?
Okay, I have the inspector apparently has some additional information I'd like to bring before you, so I'd ask if Mr. Stinson can address.
Absolutely.
One quick moment.
The city would like to amend this case to the next cutoff. The current tenant has just been evicted on the Labor Day weekend. I've been in contact with the owner and the contractor. They are moving forward with all the work. There are a few things that need to get done. I'm scheduled for a reinspection of the interior on Friday of this week, and hopefully they should be wrapping this up before the next cutoff.
Is Mr. Porter back in charge of this property?
Yes, he is.
Well, let me rephrase that. Is he tenant-free?
Yes, he is.
Okay. All right. Based on our inspector's report, I will amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the until October 8, 2014, to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 6, Navarra Construction Incorporated. Anyone here for the respondent? What say the city?
Mr. Kelger, this property remains in non-compliance. This is 521 Pine Street. The inspector is requesting a fine of $100 per day to a maximum of $15,000.
Have we had any communication with the respondent?
No, sir.
Have we had any effort to bring these matters into compliance?
The only change since the noticing of violation is that they closed the garage door and they brought a dumpster into the property. The interior is still in the same state as it was.
Okay. Then I will find the respondent. So and what was the cap you were talking about that came into play?
$15,000.
I will fine the respondent the sum of $100 per day commencing September 4, 2014 and continuing each day thereafter until the respondent is either in compliance or the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $15,000, whichever occurs first. Next case, Rover J. Dezern. Let's say the city.
I believe the I see the inspector is coming down. I believe the respondent is in North Carolina. This is an abandoned vacant property. The staff is requesting that the property be found in non-compliance and it be given until next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay. All right. Given the fact that our respondent has failed to appear based on the presentation by the city's attorney, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance on October 8, 2014 to be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 8, King Saram Properties Incorporated.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. If you would please state your name and be sworn.
My name is Robert Cerami.
Raise your right hand, please, sir. You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Yes, sir. Do you agree that these violations occurred or existed as of the time of the filing of the notice of violation?
Other than what's inside the house, which we have to take the word from the pictures from, yes, sir, I do.
All right, I find the respondent in non-compliance. Let me ask the city, how much time should it take for the respondent to come into compliance?
City is requesting compliance by next cutoff.
The city is suggesting that you ought to be able to have the matters listed on the notice of non-compliance completed by October 8th. What do you say to that?
I believe that we have all the exterior things repaired other than the exterior door. And the reason we don't have that done and the interior done is because the tenant is so far behind on the rent that you won't let the maintenance man in. Everything that seems to be on the list for inside should take one day and probably $150, $200. He's been there three times with the door in his truck, and she won't open the door, or she's not home when she says she's going to be home to let him come in and do it. So I really see no problem to be able to fix it as long as we can get inside the house. So, or if we can get her to move out because she's so far behind, but...
Okay. Let's say the city. I'm hearing landlord-tenant problems here that are interfering with the respondent's ability to come into compliance. Anything, you know anything about it?
Well, what we do know is this arose from a tenant complaint.
I'm sure it did.
There is some garage work that needs to be done that they'll need to pull a permit for. The inspector still believes he can comply by next cutoff, but obviously we understand that it's going to require him resolving whatever's going on with him, with the tenant, whether that's voluntary entry or whatever. I don't know what action he's taken up to this point or if he's taken any formal action.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and order the respondent to come into compliance by October 8, 2014, or we return to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Now, Mr. Saram, I would suggest to you, because I see this pretty routinely, document, if you're suggesting you're having problems with the tenant,
mm-hmm.
That's going to be your explanation as to why you weren't able to come into compliance. Just be sure to keep a nice little record of it all, so when you return, you can lay it all on me.
Okay.
Just in case your tenant issues put you beyond your compliance state, because we will most certainly take that into consideration.
Okay.
All right, good luck to you.
Thanks, sir.
Case number 9, Charles W. Mecklem Trust. Care of Charles W. Mecklem, trustee. Good morning.
Mr. Begelger. Charles W. Mecklem.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
For the imposition of a fine. Let's say the city.
Yes, Mr. Kelly, this is a repeat violation. There was a previous non-compliance order issued back in June. And the property is currently in compliance. The staff is asking for a $100 fine to be imposed.
For
what? For the it's a willful repeat violation. This is a repeat violation this time. before you.
Okay. Refresh my memory. This is kind of a quirky property, as I recall.
Yeah.
Did it have, like, entrances on two different streets or avenues?
That's correct. This property sits on the corner of Brentwood and Palm Drive. The trailer that you see in the picture is parked on the Palm side. His actual driveways are on the east side of the property, which would be on the other side of that red vehicle in a driveway.
Okay, didn't we have a tenant in there parking commercial vehicles all over the place?
That's correct. For the most part, most of the parking had ceased. However, neighborhood watch group called us out for the repeat violation, and it was in violation.
Okay. Yeah, but now it's been brought into compliance.
That's correct. The trailer is
and
not
how
there.
How was it brought into compliance? What happened?
The trailer that you see in that picture has been removed.
Has it been relocated on the property or removed from the site altogether?
My re-inspection showed it was gone altogether.
Okay. I thought there were other commercial vehicles that were also being parked there.
There were.
So those are gone too?
That's correct.
Okay. And you, the city is asking for a $100 fine because that trailer was observed parked there?
That's correct.
And when did that happen?
August 15th.
Okay, what say Mr. Mecklen?
I have done everything I can to get them to comply with the city's...
Them being a tenant.
Them being the tenant. I have written them...
used to park all the commercial vehicles as well as trailers on that property, which brought you in here to begin with.
Originally, correct.
And apparently you've had some success with them because now I guess what I'm hearing is the commercial vehicles aren't appearing anymore.
They are gone.
All right. So I'm seeing a trailer. What do you know about that?
I have not witnessed that trailer since the original violation. I've driven past the house four times since this violation and have never seen it out of compliance. I have written the tenants two separate letters.
Let me see your letters.
And I've issued them a three-day notice to pay or vacate based on past due rent, thinking that that would solve the problem and get them to move. Looking at the... account this morning, they did pay their rent, so the three-day notice to pay is not working. I was trying to get them to move on, but like I said, I've done everything I can as a landlord to try to get them to comply.
Do you have duplicate copies of those for the record, or are those your only?
You're welcome to.
Show those to the city attorney.
Anything that you're presenting as exhibits, I need copies of.
I issued the three-day notice based on failure to pay rent, not for the code violation. If the problem continues, I will issue the three-day notice and start the eviction proceedings based on...
All right, well, given the effort that you went to get all the commercial vehicles off the yard, which is what brought this originally to my attention... Given the fact that that trailer is there, I'm giving you a pass this time. So I'm denying the imposition of a fine.
Thank you, sir.
Given what I understand to be Mr. Mecklen's now having come into compliance. And I'm taking into consideration the correspondence you showed me, notifying your tenant that they were subjecting you to liability because of their actions, including the potential eviction threat. So I'm satisfied that you've done as much as you could. That having been said, you're still responsible for your tenant. So tell them next time you're brought back in here, there will be a fine. I don't know what the amount of that fine is yet. It'll probably be between somewhere between $0 and $500, but there will be a fine. So you can assure them that, you know, because of the effort you went to intervene because they weren't cooperating, you've avoided a fine this time, but the next time, there will be a fine.
Okay.
Because I can only assume you're going to let them know that you internally passing that on to them.
Sure.
Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Okay, case number 10. Are we still wanting to move this to the end of the agenda?
Yes.
3, 4, 5.
Yes, sir. We still would like to pass that one till the end.
The others are...
Request on moving case number 10, Mr. John Birch, to the end of the agenda. If Mr. Birch is here, I would urge him to remain. Case number 11, Christiana Trust, trustee care of Lender Legal Services. Anyone here for the respondent?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you state your name, please?
Christy DiNardo.
Sorry, what was your last name?
DiNardo, D-I-N-A-R-D-O.
Okay. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And what is your affiliation with the Christiana Trust?
I'm the new property manager of this property.
So you have authority to speak on behalf of the respondent?
I do.
Do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
I do.
I find the respondent in noncompliance. Mr. City Attorney, how much time should be required for the respondent to come into compliance?
We're asking, they're working on it according to the information from the inspector, so we're asking that they be given until next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay. Ms. DiNardo, the city is suggesting you ought to be able to have this done by October 8th. What do you think?
Considering that the bank moves very slowly, this is a bank-owned property, I would like to have 60 days. We've had one contract.
I'm going to allow the respondent until November 5, 2014 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Case number 12, Blondell M. Ezel. Anyone here for the respondent? Good morning.
Good morning.
If you would please state your name and be sworn.
Blondell Lizelle.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ms. Ezel, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, sir.
I find the respondent to be in noncompliance. Mr. City Attorney, how much time do you think it should take for the respondent to come into compliance?
The inspector has indicated he's been having a difficult time having any contact with the respondent. Nevertheless, he's asking that the respondent come into compliance by next cutoff.
All right, Ms. Ezel, the city is saying you ought to be able to come into compliance by October 8th. What do you think?
Can I have another 30 days, sir?
What are you going to do with that additional 30 days?
Well, I work like 12 to 15 hours a day, and I'm going to have to...
You're going to need the additional time to in order to get this done.
Yes, sir, and hire somebody to do it for me.
Very good. Understand. All right, I'm going to order the respondent to commit to compliance by November 5, 2014.
Yes, sir.
Or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Case number 13, Ormond Beach Property Management Incorporated.
Good morning, sir.
Could you please state your name this morning?
Cheryl Craig, Arthur Coates Realty Property Management.
I heard the Cheryl part.
Craig, C-R-A-I-G.
Raise your hand, please, ma'am. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And are you with Ormond Beach Property Management Incorporated?
Actually, that property was sold to Ken Wright on August the 29th. Yes. I do have a statement here for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the closing statement that he purchased the property.
Tony, did you hear the young lady?
Yes, sir. Yes,
property's
sir.
Been sold.
Yes.
The 29th, so what do we do?
Inspector's aware of that. He's had been in communication. He realized that they intend on getting this done. He's... in agreement with that, they said they needed three cutoffs, approximately 90 days to get it done. But that'll be number 13 and 14. And so, I'm sorry?
Yes.
Our numbers are different. Yeah. Same two cases. Okay. Yeah, that'll be the number 13 and number 14. And So the staff is requesting that they be given until given 90 days to comply.
Okay, is Ormond Beach Property Management, Inc. still the title holder?
Yes, sir.
Property's been sold to Mr. Wright?
Correct, sir.
How do you expect Ormond Beach Property Management, Inc. to do anything from this point on?
They're not. Mr. Wright is.
Well, in addition to all of that, we'd like to amend the
notice of violation. Mr. Wright, Ormond Beach Property Management?
Yes, unless there's yes, that's what we'd like to do.
Or start all over.
Has Mr. Doucette, and have all the necessary notice requirements been taken care of?
Okay, now I have to back up and get caught up on what's going on, sir.
Okay. Take your time.
You are with whom?
Arthur Coates Realty. And we're the property management company for Mr. Wright.
Okay. And you're here on behalf of Mr. Wright?
Correct, sir.
With his authority?
He's sitting right there.
Does he have any objection to us substituting him in?
Who's Mr. Wright?
I mean, if he wants you to speak on his behalf, does he have any objection to being substituted in for this case? Or?
With reasonable time to correct these violations, no, that would be fine.
Can you please state your name and address, please?
Kenneth Wright III, 2055 South Atlantic Avenue, Daytona Beach Shores, 32118.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Sure. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
City's asking you to step into the fray, so to speak, and to pick up where Ormond Beach Property Management Incorporated has left off. So it's your prerogative as to whether you choose to do that, because nobody can force you to do that. It's your discretion. So did you want to agree to you being stipulated into this matter or not?
We got a rental license on this property. So since we purchased it, we'd like to start over.
Start what over?
The inspection. Time to cure, not be responsible for Ormond Beach Property Management, Inc.'s failure.
It's not that you would be responsible for it as much as you would be notified that these are the violations the city's talking about. Strategically, you may not want them out there to look around for more. I don't know. That's your call, but I can only assume any person in your shoes with any common sense, not that I'm trying to be condescending, would certainly say, well, I'm not going to step into this unless I know I'm going to have plenty of time to get it done. And now that, you can haggle with the city and figure that out right now if you want to.
Maybe like 90 days.
90 days?
That's where we started.
Right, let's stipulate you intervene. Now, for your information, because I'm all about full disclosure here, 90 days puts you at December 3, 2014. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Then let the record reflect that Mr. Wright has formally appeared. He has stipulated to be substituted into this matter for Ormond Beach Property Management Incorporated. He acknowledges that the property is in non-compliance. I've already found it in non-compliance, and pursuant to the stipulation between himself and the city, we are allowing him until December 3, 2014 to come into compliance or be returned to the city or to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Now, since it sounds as though you are new to code enforcement land, if you run into obstacles along the way that delay your ability to perform, let your inspector know that. He will be your best friend if you need more time.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck to you. And so I'm assuming the caption on this case, well, I'll let you worry about the caption.
Is this for both cases? Two cases, 13 and 14. Mr. Wright?
Is he doing 14 as well?
Yes.
Well, then tell him. All right, that was case number 13. Case number 14, Ormond Beach Property Management Incorporated. This is the property 306 North Keach Street. Good to see you again, Ms. Craig. And Mr. Wright. Are we doing the same on this property?
Yes, it's actually one parcel with two addresses.
It's one parcel with two addresses. So we just need that order we just did to bind over to 306 North Keith Street.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I mean, you can see the cited differently. There's different violations cited on the second one, but the intent of the staff is to allow 90 days for both cases to be resolved.
All right, with regard to case number 14, I'm similarly finding the property in noncompliance. Mr. Wright has agreed to formally appear as the respondent. I am the city and Mr. Wright are agreeing to be bound by the same stipulation I announced a moment ago. So with regard to 306 North Keith Street, the respondent will be in compliance by December 3, 2014, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. And Mr. Wright will be substituted, as in the other case, for Ormond Beach Property Management Incorporated as the respondent. Now have I covered it all?
Yes, sir.
Very good. All right, good luck to you all. Case number 15, Richard L. Grice. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's see the city.
That is the last one on the last one for Richard. Next, exactly.
Yes, Mr. LaCalja, this is the property at 575 Live Oak Avenue. This is a rental property. The inspector spoke with the owner on site. This is a generated by a citizen complaint. The staff is requesting that you find the respondent in noncompliance and give them the next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay. Noting that the respondent is not present, based upon the city attorney's presentation, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance. In order the respondent to commit to compliance by October 8, 2014, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. With that, we will now turn to case 10, John Birch 755 LLC. Is there anyone here for the respondent?
Brenda Birch.
John Birch.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, as I understand, this matter is here for the imposition of a fine for a repeat violation.
That's correct, sir.
And the repeat violation is working without permits?
Yes, sir.
And before we get started, it's my understanding the last permit that was in effect expired July 10 of 2014.
That's correct.
Okay. Mr. Birch, do you agree with the violation that you've been cited for? Were you working without permits after your permit expired on July 10 of 2014?
No, sir.
Did you step up here?
Oh, no, sir. I was not working.
Okay. Well, did you have anyone else working on? First off.
No, sir. I wasn't even in town. I was not even here.
All right. So, first off, are you going to be the spokesman for John Birch 755 LLC?
I'm John Birch. I'm here.
I understand that. But that's also a limited liability company. So are you the owner,
yes, sir,
managing member, I assume?
Yes, sir.
All right. So even though it's using your name, you're still the principal?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So as I understand what you're saying, there was no work being done without permits after July 10, 2014?
No work.
That's your sworn testimony.
Here's my Bible. That's a sworn testament.
Okay.
Of what I said.
All right. So there was no work done after July 10th.
That's what I said.
Okay. Just want to be clear. All right. We'll save the city.
Mr. Kelter, the staff differs with Mr. Birch, and the inspector on this case is John Stinson, and I will call Mr. Stinson to address the staff.
You folks can have a seat if you want, and for your information, apparently Mr. Stinson's going to testify, and once he's done doing that, you have the right to cross-examine him, so you'll have the right to question whatever it is he's had to say. Ma'am, can I get your name again?
Brenda Birch.
Brenda Birch.
Good morning. John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector with the City of Daytona Beach. The violation is a repeat violation of working without permits. This particular case began back in 2013. This particular case. There is a case history on this property of repeat violating of working without permits. As this case started way back when, the condition of the property has not changed very much. In fact, some would say that it's actually gotten worse. The last time we were here, there was a fine imposed of $500 per day. I believe Mr. Birch went before the City Commission, and they allowed him to obtain another permit, which would have taken him to the end of July.
What happened to the $500 fine?
That's above me. I don't have that answer.
Who imposed that fine?
You did.
And they dispensed with it?
No, sir, they did not, if I could speak to that. The fine was imposed, and as the statute would provide, the commission or the body that would make a decision as to whether or not what we do with that fine, they actually came to compliance. I guess it's really well. I'm searching because I didn't know the right answer there, but they actually did come into compliance by issuing him the permit. So what happened is that Mr. Birch ultimately went to the commission and for whatever that discussion was, it ultimately resulted in the staff reissuing a permit. And so once the permit was issued, then there was no. The fine did not continue to run. I don't believe the fine was ever recorded. That was the intent of the governing body for us not to record that fine because of whatever was discussed at that meeting. Since then, they came into some negotiated agreements with Mr. Birch, which included a rehabilitation agreement where he agreed to work within the parameters of a permit through July of 2014. And to complete the project by that date. And as of this date, that project has not been completed.
All right, let's try to return to the business at hand here. Working without permits, are we in agreement that there was a permit that expired on July 10th of 2014?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're focusing on post-July 10th.
Yes, sir.
All right, continue.
Since that particular permit has expired, there's been no change in the condition of the property. These pictures are in chronological order. There's a lot of pictures, so you probably have to wait quite a while till you get to the current pictures. Currently, there's been a new front porch put on, well, a portion of the new front porch put on the front of the property. Outside of that, the conditions have not changed. Since then, there has been obviously continual complaints from the neighbors. Police department, the fire department has actually had to respond out there to extinguish a fire in the backyard inside of all the debris. Long story short, right now there's nothing being done on the property. It's definitely an eyesore, and the city is definitely looking to impose this fine.
The city's looking to impose a fine on the basis of a repeat violation. And the violation, as I understand, is working without permits.
That's correct.
Okay. What work has been done without permits after July 10th of 2014?
To be quite honest with you, Mr. Picazzo, just by looking at the property, you really couldn't tell what has or has not been done. There is so much debris
on that property. And when I say there's even a dumpster there. So you really have to basically take a photograph one time, take a photograph at another time, and compare, see what has actually changed. All I can tell you is that it's far from being in compliance.
Did I not just hear you say you really can't tell me what, if anything, has been done since July 10 of 2014?
The agreement that Mr. Birch went into with the building department was that he was going to complete this particular project.
And he obviously has not.
After the issuance of this permit.
Right. And that permit is now expired.
That permit is now expired.
Okay. So I assume that agreement is now.
Well, apparently he didn't live up to his end of the agreement.
Pardon?
He did not live up to his end of the agreement. He said he was going to finish this project, and this project is far from being done.
When was he supposed to be completed with this project?
Well, his permit expired in July.
I understand that, but under this agreement, when was he supposed to be done? Or did it end with?
It would end with the permit. That's correct.
So he was given until July 10 to bring this property into compliance.
Per the building department, correct.
Pardon?
Per the building department.
And he was given a permit that would enable him to do that.
That's correct.
Agreements expired, permits expired.
Correct.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like he gets to do any more work out there.
That's correct.
The violation we're here on now is alleging he has done work after July 10 of 2014. Now, setting aside my opinions regarding that property, it doesn't look like the most pleasant location on the planet, but setting all that aside, the nature of the violation before me is that he did work after July 10th, and I thought I understood you to say a moment ago, you really can't tell what, if anything's been done.
What you can do is actually compare the photographs and the dates on the photographs, and you can see the differences. Like you take this photograph right here, which was taken September 2nd. It doesn't look like that right now today. Some things have been moved to different locations. Dumpsters come, dumpsters gone. There's been a pile of trash here or a pile of trash there. No significant noticeable progress has been made under any of the permits that he has been issued.
I'm not disputing that.
The fact that we haven't seen him physically there on the property, working or not working.
Don't misunderstand me. Bulldozing this eyesore wouldn't cause me a moment concern.
Mm-hmm.
That having been said, the nature of the violation he's here on right now is doing work after July 10 of 2014. And as far as my business and what's before me right now, I'm not getting a whole lot of evidence.
Mr. Kelch, may I inquire just briefly?
Absolutely.
You've indicated that you didn't see significant progress. Did you see, based on your observations, that work has been done on the property? Has there been changes in the property that would indicate to you work has been done since July 10th?
Yes.
And describe those changes.
Right now we're looking at the front of the property. As you can see now, you have some sort of appliance sitting on the new porch that wasn't there in the beginning.
Beginning meaning June, since at July 10th? Or when you say the beginning, what do you mean?
I mean the actual beginning of this endeavor.
Okay, tell me about what's changed since July 10th.
New windows have been put in, which are now broken, obviously. And there has been...
You're telling me those windows I'm looking at were installed after July 10th?
They appear to be installed after July 10th, which are now broken.
I don't care about the condition right now, but you're testifying that, to your knowledge, those windows were installed after July 10th.
Without scrolling through all the photographs, yes.
Okay. So what other improvements can you testify to that were done on that property after July 10th?
None that are visible.
Pardon?
None that are visible or substantial.
So the only thing you can tell me about with any reasonable certainty is the windows?
With any reasonable certainty so far, yes.
Okay. So as far as the work done post July 10th, it's your testimony, it's the windows.
Yes.
Why are you so hesitant to say that?
Well,
you'll get a chance to talk, ma'am. You don't talk right now.
The reason I'm hesitant, Mr. Bukalja, is that this is in my area of responsibility, and I go through there almost on a daily basis.
All right.
Specifically to look at this particular property, okay, to see if there's anything new.
So you tell
me
this is to the best of your recollection?
This is to the best of my recollection.
Right, well, that suffices for me. Anything else?
Yes. What about the dumpsters? You had mentioned before that you saw changes in the dumpsters. Tell me about that.
Well, the dumpster that's there right now is the second dumpster. There was a dumpster there prior to this, which you're looking at are fire department pictures during the fire. This is the second dumpster there at this.
Since July?
Not since July, since this project.
Okay, so the only thing you do remember right now is the windows?
Yeah, the windows, that's correct.
What about the fence?
You have fencing on the west side of the building that's been worked on, for lack of a better description.
Since July?
Well, as of yesterday, the fence was open. So clearly something has happened since July, because in July it was closed. That's new since July, that additional outside storage.
Is that your perspective related to the construction of the property?
I don't know what it's related to be honest with you. All I know is that it's there now and it wasn't there before.
Okay. Have any other questions as to the issue of the work without permits? The staff, the city would move to amend the.
Don't move to amend anything just yet. We're going to. I'm not kicking this down the road. We're talking about this property. We're dealing with this property, and we're dealing with it once and for all, hopefully. So don't make any motions to amend just yet.
No, I was going to add, sir, not change, but just add.
All right, so can we summarize with where we stand with this poor inspector here? It sounds as though what I'm hearing is some windows, some cleanup, perhaps a dumpster. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, now, before I bring Mr. Birch up here, where does this saga end? What do we need to do? This property needs to be brought into compliance, or it needs to be raised, one or the other, all right? And I'm sure there are residents in that area that feel that we are absolutely useless when it comes to resolving this issue. So now, moving forward, and I'm going to ask Mr. Birch the same questions. Moving forward, what does the city foresee the most likely outcome, that this property is capable of being rehabilitated or that it has no potential to be rehabilitated and ought to be demolished?
Ms. Vukalja, we have the chief building official here. I'll speak on his behalf, but you can hear from him as well.
Speak on his behalf. That's all good. I'm not interested in any political correctness. I've got an eyesore here that needs to be attended to, and I want to know how we do it.
There is, and this is not a new statement. You've heard this statement when we first started this case, and it's been proven out now over time. There is nothing that can be done that will rehabilitate this property from this point forward. The rehabilitation agreement we had said that he had until July 10th to have it restored, if that's what he was going to do.
Why did we enter into a rehabilitation agreement if the property can't be rehabilitated?
Well, I'm not saying it couldn't be, but it was going to be, as we always say when we talk about rehabilitation, at such an enormous, he was convinced it would not be a major expense because of the nature that he did work. But from our perspective, it would be an enormous expense, far beyond the value that he could ultimately get out of restoring, and a more appropriate and ultimate remedy would be to, just as you said, raise it and start from bottom up.
Isn't there some sort of percentage out there that if it's going to cost more than the property's worth, or more than like 60% of what the property's worth, it's considered a lost cause?
That's correct, and that's the circumstance with this situation. I believe it's 70%. I hadn't looked in a little bit of time, but in either case, yes, that's correct. There is a percentage.
Well, I know for certain there's work that has to be done to bring this property into compliance. I don't know if I have before me right now a notice of violation that itemizes those things. I don't know if there are fines already outstanding or if we've already fined and liened this property.
If I can speak to that, there's $30,000 in fines outstanding, and I assume that's still accruing, or at least that maxed out, but accruing on interest at this point. And you're right, there's a large list of continued issues of violation.
So we already have a fine and an existing lien out there?
That's correct.
So why aren't we foreclosing on that lien and taking the property and knocking this down?
What we're doing now is in some sense concurrent with whatever other action that the city would take.
Okay. Anything else to add?
Not right now.
Okay. Mr. Birch, come on up.
Oh.
I've got a notice of violation here that says you've been working without permits. True or false?
False.
Okay. What, if any, work has been done at the property? Well, first off, let me back up. Are you in agreement that you had a permit that expired on July 10th?
Sure did.
Okay, so we're all on the same page there. So what, if any, work has been done at this property since July 10th?
Nothing.
Okay, the inspector has suggested that perhaps those windows are new, and he feels, based on his having toured the neighborhood, that work was done after July 10th. Can you tell me when those windows were installed?
Windows were installed at the first permit. The first permit I received, I installed the windows. Windows was given to me by the window company on right down off of in Holly Hill at, yeah, Causeway, and I installed the windows the first time. But if I can I address the court and you and us, because there was a lot of issues that was brought up that the city did not tell the truth on again. And I would like to tell the truth. Well, and let's bring it up to, you know, that he said what he said, and he was very hesitant in what he said. And I want to make it plain and clear, because I, John Birch, don't have to tell the story. The inspector, Mr. Stenson.
Well, let me ask a question.
Okay. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
They made reference to some agreement to allow you to rehab the property. I'm not familiar with that agreement. There was such an agreement?
I signed an agreement under distress because the city has always put the hammer, said you got to have it done now. How can you rehab a major? I know what that paper says, sir.
No, I'm just,
you don't have to bring that paper to me.
Sorry,
you don't have to bring it to me because you don't.
Tony.
Because the city gave me a waiver. You have two things that the city did. If you could recall, we was in court for almost a year on this property. The city gave me a permit the first time. That was when we had the building official that was here. No, I'm talking to you too. We had the ex-building official that was here, who we let go. They gave me a building permit. I was doing demo work for the city. Demo. I was working for the city of Daytona. I have my check stub. I have everything. I took down a house on Revelo, on across the river.
I took down three houses on MLK. The city, I told the city that I was going to use the material that I take off these houses to rehab Berkshire. The city said, okay, I just want to make sure that we do. That's where all of that lumber, and that's where all of the lumber in the backyard came from. I hauled with a pickup truck about 120 loads of a two-story house, 2x10s, 2x12s, everything, from across the river. I put them in the backyard. Once I got through and they gave me my check for $8,000 and some odd dollars, I then proceeded to pick up a permit because they had it ready for me for about a month. I picked up my permit. Time that I have a permit to go to work, in less than 30 days, once the building official got into that fight, then all of a sudden Mr. Stimson them come out and say, stop work order. And they say, stop. Now, I got a permit. I got my money. I'm motivated. I'm ready to go to work. We stop. I got all this lumber out back. We proceeded back to court now. And then we went through this thing for a whole year, if you could recall. And you kept asking them. Yes, they said exceeded amount of work. And you asked me to bring you back a paper to show that I had electrical, plumbing, AC, and they said I done a minor repair. $2,000. I brought you back a paper that showed that I had over $10,000 I put on the paper. You said you was going to dismiss it. You didn't dismiss it. Then the city brings up another issue. So they dragging me along for a whole year. One year.
The city's dragging you along?
Yes, sir. Because they didn't let me go to work. Because we kept, it was next month. Next month. Look at the records. Next month. Then they pulled.
Are we up to 2014 yet?
No. No, why are we up to 2014? We still in the back.
2014.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm not going to spend the whole day here to review your history.
Well, he was talking about the history of the house, and you said let's solve the issue. So in order to solve an issue, we need to talk about the whole house or what happened, why it's still. The city gave me.
I'm not interested in your history, okay?
I understand. The house is history, not mine. I'm fine.
I have a rehabilitation agreement with your name on it. Signed on January 10, 2014, saying you're going to obtain all the permits and complete rehabilitation of the structure by July 10, 2014. That hasn't been done. Why hasn't that been
called? Ask Mr. Stimson. I have it on my phone. I called Mr. Stimson. My daughter had a major eye surgery. Her eye, she went blind. The right eye. I called Mr. Stimson, didn't I? And I said, my daughter is having eye surgery. I'm in Jacksonville. Didn't I call and tell you that was almost only 2 months into that permit? I've been out of town ever since. My daughter had an eye operation. I went to Jacksonville, and I haven't even been back to town. I went then to Stark, Florida, and work. So I haven't even been back in town to do no work. And what was done on that house, they said only the windows. If you walk in the house, the whole floor is brand new. I put on all brand new 3/4 plywood, 2x10s in the house. All of the walls are up in the house, stucco the whole front of the house. Yes, I said that the grass needed to be cut. I need to clean up a little better. But how can he say he went and inspected my house when I done that before I called him? And I have him on the recorder, my phone. That's what I was doing out there. And then I talked to Bo, who I asked for an extension. He said, John, I have him on my phone. He said, John, I'm going to meet you on the property because I asked for an extension because of the circumstances with my family. Didn't I? Praise the Lord. So that's why I haven't even been in town. I had a family emergency. And I asked for an extension. And I was supposed to bolt. He went out of town. It took him almost a week. I'll get back with you, John. I'll get back with you. Over the telephone. I'm in Stark, Florida working. I'm framing, electrical, plumbing. I brought my license this time. So all this stuff about what can't be rehabbed, the city gave me a waiver and said, we're going to let him rehab this house. That was one of the agreements because of how your ex-building official treated Mr. Birch, that I had a meeting with the ex-mayor, y'all remember, and they said, well, since we ain't going to fire him now, we're not going to fire the ex-building official now, but then once he got into the fight, they fired him, then all of a sudden the city comes back and starts saying, we're going to tear your house down. That was the real issue. They gave me a special. Like you said, what was special about it? That was special because of their ex-building official who I should have sued the city of Dayton. And the city was keeping this house up for over 10 years. This house been sitting as an eyesore. The roof was caved in. The inside of the house, the whole floor was totally gone. The house should have been towed out. Once I obtained that house, then the city said, well, now we're going to tear it down. You know why they want to tear it down? Because someone want to develop something. It has another piece of property right next door to me that can't be built on. I know that because it's facing Mason. So in order for them to build, they have to have bigger than a 60 by 120 lot. So in order for them to do it, they keep, Mr. Stimson is keep telling them great things. Instead of working with me, I've called him on numerous occasions. And yes, I don't have no money, and I work right out of my pocket, and I don't sell drugs. So with my little check and them that raggedy lumber that I be picking up, good lumber, picking up this, I was rehabbing my house, and that's what I told the city. And you know what? Y'all can do what you want to do, but I'm telling the truth. And that man right there has a vendetta against me. Because you can board up a house. Go over on Loomis. You want to talk? Let's go somewhere. Go to Loomis and MLK. They got a building boarded up. You can board up a building. That building they got, I have a pictures of it right now. The roof is off of it. The whole window's out of it. I told the camera people to go there. Why is it that they're not bothering those people? They only bother who you want to bother. And I don't mind you bothering me because I can stand tall. But let's tell the truth. I was given a special privilege. You are right. They told me to spend $1 million. Guess what? The million meaning I got to work my little hands. My wife worked at the nursing home and she works hard. And we only make a little honest money. And all I asked for was for the city of Daytona to work with people that's trying to work. I'm in Stark, Florida. Guess what? They work with you. They come out to you. They talk to you with respect. They don't just try to hit them fines on people. All it's all about is money with y'all. If he was trying to work with me, he'll call me. He got my number. I call him, we talk, and he'll come out here like a little, that's how the KKK, the black KKK. He know what he's doing. If he want the property, I don't care if he don't like me, but I can tell the truth. And that's why I started back going to church. Now, y'all can do what you want to do with that house. But well, I
what
want
do we do about your neighbors in the interim?
The neighbors. What
hang
neighbors
on a second. Hang on a second.
Bring them up here. Let me sit back for the neighbors.
They're right here. They're right here.
You don't live in my neighborhood. You live in your neighborhood. You and Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. That's the hood right there we live in. Right. They just had a killing right across
the
street.
What do we do about?
They just had a killing across the street. They just ran through that other window. I live in the hood.
Sir, please calm down, okay?
I'm very calm, sir. I knew you was coming. Yeah. We live in the hood. He live in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. It's 18 wheelers parked on that street. It's boats. It's violations all down the road. He tells me, the only one I want is you. So what that tells you? If a man tell me he coming at me, I'm ready. Did you say that? You seen the 18 wheelers? Let's go ride now. All it's all about is respect of a man. I'm going to stand up for mine.
Okay?
I'm going to stand up.
Now, and your explanation for not rehabbing the
I
property?
Said that I called them asking for an extension.
Okay.
Who can rehab a major house with making about, I make 600, I got my check stuff. I make 550, 600. My wife makes 10 or 11. I make 19. So we can't get a loan. Can y'all loan me some money? So if you can't loan me no money to help rehab it, I'm taking my time. They've been working on that house on MLK for almost about 3 years. Check the records. You don't have a time limit on rehabbing a major house. So you say, well, if you don't sign this piece of paper and be through in 6 months, we're going to tear it down. You had it in your mind to tear it down the whole time. But guess what? I had it in my mind to rehab it. Same thing I told you before.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but every one of these orders has been entered with your input. Countless orders were entered in here because you said you'd have things done. Here's another one right here that you didn't agree, that you didn't comply with either.
I sure didn't. I just told you what. I asked for an extension.
Now it's my turn.
Go ahead on, sir.
I'm glad you're enjoying your time at the pulpit. Now it's my turn. When did you comply with that? You didn't comply with that, and I got a stack going back to 2000.
No, you ain't got no stack on me. I called for an extension. I just told you my daughter had an eye surgery. So what you going to tell me my daughter didn't?
I'm done talking to you. What's the relief the city's looking for?
What you got to do?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
They said he was once again operating without permits. That's why he got the fine. So why did the fine keep going once he received the permits?
Because I'm sure it was another violation of a previous order that was never resolved.
All you told me to do is to get a permit.
But the first, like you said,
no,
you
sir, I've told you in the past.
The permit was revoked, and he wasn't working. I still don't understand. He had the permit. The permit was revoked. He did no work. He obtained the permit. So, coming to compliance and still being fined. He wasn't working without the permit, this is what I'm saying. So why was the... They issued a permit, they revoked the permit, no work done. Issued another permit. Permit expired.
I don't know what to tell you, ma'am.
No,
that's already in place. What do you want me to say? You've got... This property has so many orders going all the way back to 2012, I couldn't possibly reconstruct it all for you. And what I can tell you is I bent over backwards and gave your husband all the time he ever asked for to bring this property into compliance.
Sir.
He didn't do it.
So I asked for more time. Y'all said that y'all wasn't going to give me no more time. The sign of 6 months.
Just a second, Mr. Birch. I gave you all the time that you wanted. You didn't get it done. You got fined. So what do? You end run the special magistrate. You go to the city commission. Mm-hmm. You take it up with them. They agree to give you more time. You still don't have it done.
And I tell you why I didn't finish it, dude.
All right. What's the relief the city's looking for?
Staff is requesting $1,000 per day to a maximum of $15,000.
For what?
For what?
Okay, can somebody tell me
at We're not working without a permit.
I'm waiting on both to tell me
fine.
To give me one.
All right, first off, do we have any other witnesses that wanted to be heard on this matter?
Please.
Come on forward.
Sit down, baby. Get my book right up. Get my book. Thank you.
Yes, my name is John Wright Birch Jr., and they were saying he put the windows in after July 10th. I actually helped him.
I need to swear in person for you. Yep. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide?
Yes, ma'am.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you please state your name again?
John Wright Birch Jr. They stating he did work on the windows and everything. I helped him put the windows in. That was in April.
April of?
This year.
2014?
Yes, sir.
Prior to the expiration of the
Yes, sir.
All right. Anything else?
And he been out of town working. Ain't nobody been over there working. Okay. That's what I
thank you.
I still don't have an answer on the fine.
Okay. Well, I don't understand, quite frankly, why the city hasn't torn this building down. The rehabilitation agreement I'm looking at says if owner fails to fulfill his obligations under this agreement, which he clearly has failed to fulfill, the city is hereby authorized to cause the structures to be demolished and removed without further notice. I don't know why this matter is before me. I don't know why the structure hasn't been removed. Returning to the business that is before me, I'm denying the city's request for the imposition of a fine. The violation that I'm here on is working without permits after July 10 of 2014. And somewhere in the midst of Mr. Birch's histrionics, I heard some testimony to the effect that he didn't do any work after July 10 of 2014. And more importantly, the last witness that testified confirmed he didn't do any work after July 10 of 2014, and the testimony I got from our inspector was unclear as to whether he could say with any certainty that work was done after July 10, 2014. So as far as the business that's before me, that being this notice of violation, I'm finding from Mr. Birch, and I'm denying the request for the imposition of a fine.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Yep. All right. Anything else to be brought before the special magistrate? Any miscellaneous business to discuss? If not, we're adjourned.